to have this a part of your good day. This would be the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, who's at our control. At the control focus. Not yet. Where the heck is he? Come on, let's go. Heather Bachman is here with me. She and I are in charge. We're in control.
You're in charge. I love being in charge.
Don't be so quick to poke fun at your leader. It's not nice. It's not fair.
Fearless leader.
Fun. Right. All right. So anyway, we have this. Oh, by the way, that was Jennifer Horn's voice. The Queen of Cheap is not here. She has gone off for 2 weeks. She's been gone.
She's been gone forever and ever.
Off the reservation. So anyway, more deals on Monday. But there are some good things that are there that have sort of carried over, if you will, from earlier suggestions. Some of that stuff is almost evergreen. Really good ideas, seriously, to save some money. The malware thing. How many people know about this? We've sort of been in and out of this a couple of times this morning already, but if you're new to us in this hour, the discussion about malware. Malware is what you wear at the mall.
To the mall, exactly. And right. I don't want to give the mall a bad name because I love it there.
Okay. So malware, that's a weird name, weird sounding name, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Mal means bad.
Yeah, as you say, I'm a little afraid of it.
Hardware, software, malware.
Apparently, you ought to be a little afraid of it. Just to underscore, there may be some internet outages for a number of people who didn't get, if I understand this, and you can all translate this for me, Heather's working on a new computer, Richie, so she's learning a lot of these things.
And congratulations.
You have your stuff there. A lot of internet service providers have prepared users for the problem by contacting their customers and telling them how to get this out of their system. But how would the computer customer, let's say you got Yahoo or Google or whatever it is, Firefox, how would they know whether or not you have the problem on your specific? Do the cookies tell them that much?
I don't know whether it's the cookies. I just saw this story yesterday, and I actually sent it to my engineer.
Yeah.
Just to kind of make sure whether we're covered. And we have a pretty good virus software. So I'm hoping that they've prepared for this and done a search through all of our computers to check it out. But really what it is it planted over the last year this malware in just millions and millions and millions of computers. And with it basically just told to sit there and wait until, was it July 9th, I think it is?
But no, it's Monday. Yeah,
Monday. Right.
It's Monday.
And and then it's supposed to all just come alive as one little malware army.
Yeah. Well, that's the same kind of stuff we all worried about in 2000.
So it's like a cyber Trojan army?
It is. It's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Hmm. But apparently, there aren't that many people that'll have the problem.
I think it said about 245,000 should have a problem. Yeah. But most of those people have already been notified that they have the problem.
So you would know corrected. It. If you had the problem, you would know it. How would they send you an email and say, you've got a problem, or you've got mail, and your mail is a problem?
You would hope.
Yeah, well, so. But the other side of this is that we all are worried. People say, wow, my God, the world's coming apart. It's the same kind of stuff the news media.
Before we leave there, though.
Yes, Richie.
How do they know that you have it?
I just asked that question.
Yeah.
He said, is it the cookies that tell you?
No, I don't think
it's the cookies.
If they're letting you, if they're letting people know you have it.
Yeah.
They can probably track the virus, I'd imagine, because they arrested these guys. They're Estonians. They're from Estonia.
Most Estonians are from Estonia, I think.
They've tracked, exactly. They've tracked it to seven people, and they have six of them in custody, and they have for about a year.
And the other guy's with Julian Assange.
The other guy's hanging out in Russia, and they're looking for him. So if it's you, Mr., watch out.
Speaking of Julian Assange, WikiLeaks announces today they will be releasing 2.5 million emails that will be very embarrassing, not only to Mr. al-Assad, but to countries in the West that had helped him. In other words, the countries who have said, you're bad, you got to go, but secretly have been helping him hide his billions. These will apparently...
How does he have billions?
Al-Assad?
Oh, Al-Assad, okay.
Yeah, he's got, it looks like all the rest of these creeps that run these countries. That's why they're all in trouble, because everybody now knows what's going on.
You're talking about Assad, I'm sorry.
He made some good investments in Estonia, Rich.
That may be. Anyway, I'm betting there are going to be some Western banks and probably some Western officials, European, maybe even American, who are going to be more than embarrassed. They may be indictable. And that's why I think WikiLeaks is good. There are those who say, oh, this is terrible, WikiLeaks. There, what problem was created by the last big leak that came from the corporal or private or whatever it was? He said that stuff all became public. What harm has come? There was all this cry, oh, our agents will be jeopardized and soldiers' lives will be at risk. I don't know of anybody who's had anything consequentially come of this except the embarrassment. Yeah,
I'm
of
sure
being
there's something that you're not aware of.
Well, what is it? I'd like to know. What, it's a secret? We're not supposed to know that either?
I'm just sure that you and I don't know enough about the specific leaks. I'm sure there's something.
There. Yeah, I know you are, because you didn't think it was a good idea. I think it's a great idea.
Hey, listen. The difference between you and I is you think that...
That I'm smart and you're not.
Yeah, that you think that, right, exactly.
That's a good
you
way to explain
that.
It.
Is that you think that everything should be public.
I'm pretty pleased with myself after having just
secrets.
Said that.
You're,
right? Yeah. Heather's really thinking that was pretty good.
Stand up on the desk. Take a bath. That's your one for the day.
I applaud.
Enjoy it. Hmm. But you think that everything...
I do. I don't think there ought to be any secrets.
Everything should be out there.
Yep. No secrets.
You know what?
Well, I mean, that's not true. That's not fair, not true.
There are secrets that we could put people to try to help our country in danger.
No question. I do not disagree.
So,
But the things, the preponderance of information that was leaked by WikiLeaks
before... you don't know everything
before,
that was leaked.
I don't know. What I know is that of what we know, there appears to have been no negative consequence. Now, you say maybe there is and we don't know it, but... You know what? There are a lot of things that came out we ought to know about our government, how it functions, and the wrongs it's doing. That stuff we ought to know.
There.
Thank you.
I'll agree with you there.
If we agree, then we'll move on.
That's good.
It's a 14 past the hour. High cholesterol, we can agree on that's a problem.
Yeah.
I believe, honestly, as we pay tribute this week to my pal Edgar, that if he had been aware of what was going on in his system... We will find the results out later today because they did an autopsy on him, and we'll find out whether he had, you know, cholesterol-related problems, heart disease, that sort of stuff. He never went to a doctor, never had a checkup, never wanted to be... He was just a very smart man, but very stubborn when it came to this sort of thing. And so I offer this as a suggestion to you as the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol and to deal with high triglycerides, which I believe Edgar had. There's a product called Cardiol. Has 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce your cholesterol levels, your triglyceride levels. It's so safe. It's so, I don't say perfect, but it's so utilitarian that the folks who import Cardiol from Italy want you to try it for 30 days without cost. You will pay for shipping and handling. That's it. It's a free 30-day trial, so you can see for yourself how this stuff works. And the way you see is you get a blood test before you start it. You look at your triglyceride and cholesterol levels. And then 30 days after you've gone through the program, you look and you see, wow, look at the difference. I can tell you I've had that experience myself. And you will too. And then you'll stay. They know that you'll understand and you'll stay on the product. And that's what they're betting on. So they want you to try the first month free. Nothing at all for you to lose, except the problem you may have with cholesterol and triglycerides and how that can affect your heart. Go online to cardiol.net/Doug. cardiol.net/DOUG. And click on Dr. Ken's free trial when you order online. If you want to order on the phone, you call 888-809-6424, toll free, 888-809-6424, to prevent cholesterol from risking your future. You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world is gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
All right, so Jennifer, the television report involves Jerry Seinfeld. Is that true? In about a half hour, we'll find out what's going on in the world of
television.
It sure
can. I actually have the inside track on a replacement for Reach. That's my top story today.
Replacement
Breaking
for Reach
news.
At Kelly and
yes.
and whomever?
Mm-hmm. Really? Yes.
What about the latest? Well, I shouldn't ask you now. I'll wait and ask you in a half hour. How's that? 18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Heather and Jennifer and Richie. George Zimmerman is now in the slammer, and if he wants to get out, he's got to come up with $1 million.
Yeah.
And is that appropriate? Everybody thinks that that's... what do we think of this guy?
To come up with a bond, you have to come up with, what, 25%?
I think so,
250,000 he has to come up with, right?
Yeah. Right.
You know, one of the big issues that I have with the whole thing is that he was hiding money. People are contributing, and he and his wife were hiding money.
And why are they contributing?
That's deceptive.
Because he shot a black guy, and they think that's cool. And that, how many people that outraged that I just said that?
Or they think that the stand your ground thing, if that's what he was doing, they believe that
the stand your ground law should be upheld.
I think there are a lot of people who are giving to him because there are a lot of people who are racists in our country.
Well, I'm sure there's no doubt, but whether that's where he's getting all of his money from.
I didn't say all his money. I'm just saying people are giving to him because they are racist. They don't like blacks.
Mm.
And Zimmerman got rid of one, and to them they think that's cool.
Wow.
That is a very strong statement, and I think that I would stand by it. Not asking for an argument or a fight?
I don't know that I can...
I don't want you to. You don't have
that.
To.
I would just hope that the percentage of those people
you would
is a
like
lot
to,
smaller than
I would
than
hope,
it is.
Yeah, I would hope that was the case as well. Richie.
But you certainly can't dispute that fact.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so Facebook and Twitter, get the action going there, ladies. I don't know if we want to follow the malware thing. I'm looking around today, as is often the case, at things that we ought to talk about, and the scare and spook people, the police in London have arrested 6 potential terrorists as part of the ongoing international investigation into terrorism. 5 men and 1 woman, aged 21 to 29, arrested in various locations because apparently they think they were planning to blow up the Olympics or in some way. Now, I'm figuring that's fairly legit, right? Isn't that the Olympics would be a good target if these people wanted
absolutely.
To do something
great
crazy?
Great target, yeah. Yep.
But is this, the way it's been presented, responsible by the news media? Knowing it, but does this come at a time when people are making their plans to go there? And would this keep some people from going? What do you think? I don't know. I would think people would think again.
They may have gone to 2 baseball games this
week.
I think
you still go.
To baseball?
Yeah, you think about it whenever you're in a large crowd.
Yeah, I guess. All right, it's 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This week, but so did Andy Griffith, the age of 86. I wish Edgar were 86.
Who's the third country bumpkin that will go this week?
Nah,
they're always going through.
You said that before. I wish you'd drop that thought.
Just happened.
Turn Your Radio On. One of the Andy Griffith had a number of successful comedy albums. That's how he got started, by the way, doing comedy. And a couple of producers heard some cuts from his comedy stuff, and that's how he got his television trial. He was a radio performer, and as a kid, had a show and sang a lot of songs and performed these in various public venues. This is called Turn Your Radio On. This is fun, seriously.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I think we'll all be able to appreciate it here.
Yeah.
If you were 22, would you appreciate this? I would probably say no.
No. Okay.
But we all appreciate Andy of Mayberry.
Right. This is,
and I don't care what Andy of Mayberry does. He can play songs in his armpits, and I would love it and think it's the greatest thing in the world. He's just that kind of guy.
So in the next half hour, we get into our television report, and maybe we'll dig up a few of these Mayberry cuts, the earlier ones from Andy Griffith passing away a couple of days ago. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We are streaming live online at DougSteffen.com and through any number of other devices that you can download, apps galore. We're on the air until 10 o'clock Eastern time every day, so you can catch us there or the downloading of the podcast. It's cool. I love this technology, even though I don't understand it.
That's great.
That's great stuff. Here's an interesting, speaking of the radio, a fellow that I know reasonably well, who's a host in Providence, his name is Dan York. He got into trouble and was sued by the owner of a restaurant. Dan is one of these guys who does issues, but he's got his nose into everything. And he loves to throw things at people that he thinks are abusing the system. Or if he can dig out some dirt. Sort of, and again, some people may remember these names. Jerry Williams was another great muckraker, and probably the best, maybe, of all of the muckrakers on the radio. Entertaining, fun, not like the muckrakers of today. But anyway, so York went off on an article that was in the local newspaper about a political meeting that took place in a local restaurant. And the restaurant owner had agreed that nothing from the meeting would become publicized. Somehow or other, some of the things in the meeting got into the newspaper, and there were some other people that were doing emails, and so York read all this stuff on the air. And the judge said he wasn't guilty of anything except repeating what had already been repeated. But I thought it was interesting that the newspaper wasn't held accountable for being the source of the information.
Right.
They went after him instead, which I find really bizarre.
Well,
but because he's more visible.
Does he support the newspaper and not support the radio host?
The judge?
The
judge did the right thing, but the guy who owned the restaurant was upset that people were talking about things that went on at his restaurant, that this is a private function in a room that was supposed to, the politicians are making a deal, or deals among themselves, and it got outed. And somehow somebody in the restaurant leaked the information to a newspaper
reporter.
But
is the reason he's not upset with the newspaper because
he being the judge?
No. Obviously somebody went to the judge and said, I'm upset with these people. I want to bring charges or sue them.
Yeah.
So he didn't sue the newspaper because he supports the newspaper.
You're talking about the owner of the restaurant.
Correct.
Oh, it may be. You can think this through because this is how it works, that the restaurant advertises in the newspaper. And therefore,
or he's friendly with the newspaper and supports their
friendly with the editor of the newspaper.
And which one is the little mucker, the muckraker?
His name is Dan York.
The little mucker.
The little mucker. Right. I was
and he's not so
little.
Okay. Rich, you know who he is.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
And he's, he's a well-known, he was in Springfield for a long time, and now he's in Providence, and he does that stuff. He does that kind of stuff. And there's still, I think, room for that sort of thing.
It's too much mucking around, right? I think.
Well, but there is not a, no, I think in the spirit of WikiLeaks, in what we were saying earlier in the half hour, there isn't enough
freedom of speech,
exposing this sort of stuff, the political corruption,
as long as you're not running into the theater and yelling fire, you should be able to talk
say
about
whatever
it.
You want. Yep. And the judge agreed with that, so the suit was thrown out. I'm not sure Dan will be too welcome in the restaurant, probably from now on.
Find a new place to go.
But, and by the way, Providence is a very tough city. You need to, there are
stay
a lot
on the
of,
right side.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wouldn't be wanting to do, because there aren't too many places in Providence that A, don't serve spaghetti, or B, don't end with a vowel. The owners don't end, their last name doesn't end with anything but a vowel. So those two combinations are pretty powerful. And it's just the way it is. That's the intimidation factor.
Right.
From, that sort of
they could be
spectrum of society.
Columbia, South America, and be like my father-in-law, my brother-in-law.
Yeah, get it right between the eyes.
Yeah.
All right, it's half past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Friday, often referred to as Fun Friday, Doug Steffen Good Day program, and as such, we're going to bring you some of the Andy Griffith Mayberry material that I think, hopefully, many of you, if you're 22, maybe you won't smile, but if you're 30-ish,
you will. Like you Jennifer just won't know that you're going
right,
to.
Exactly.
Because this is the fun stuff.
Yeah, it is good stuff. And by the way, he was a very hard worker. Andy Griffith, he paid the price for success. He worked very hard. From all accounts, that's why he accomplished, because he not only had something, but he knew how to, I don't know, generate attention. I don't get attention, but he was a natural. He was naturally talented. But you know what? Sometimes natural talent isn't enough to make it. Sometimes you got to have a connection, you got to have a boost, maybe a little luck.
He had the connection.
Yeah.
He had the likability
factor. He was very likable.
He's very folksy.
Yep.
And anybody.
And he never retired, which I love.
Yeah, right.
He just kept going, which was cool.
Yep. So maybe what you learn out of looking at Andy Griffith, other than understanding the fun in his life, is to, if you aspire to success in any particular thing, make sure you're on the right road. Make sure you have the ability to do what it is that you aspire to do. Doesn't that make sense? Some people don't have ability, and they try, and sometimes they're okay. Sometimes people have abilities, and they try, and they don't like it, they do something else. Richie's a pretty good example of that. He grew up in the car business with his family, and was pretty good at it, because he's a pretty good salesperson, but he didn't like it. So he went his own way, and he may not be as good at what he does now as he was at selling cars, but he's more affable.
Thank you.
Doggone it, he tries almost every day.
That's right. As long as I put the effort in there.
That's right, and that's why you're here. It's effort that counts. Right. Personality, charm, all that good stuff, which, of course, I demonstrate on the air every day.
You know what the realization for me was is that I'm not great at anything, but I'm good at a lot of things.
Well, that's the thing, you see. I think that's very true of all of us. Most of us, I would say the same thing about me or anybody. I think some people carve a niche out, and then they make it work for them. And sometimes it's the right place, right time. It's the deck of cards and whatever cards you are dealt. is part of it. All of those things.
I don't buy that.
You
do your own cards. Go out there and do it.
I think sometimes you are, sometimes you aren't. You know, before we get to our television report, interesting news this week. We were talking earlier, some of you may or may not have heard me going off on Airbus and Air France and what happened, the results of the investigation into that flight that went down 3 years ago, the plane flying from Buenos Aires to Paris, Air France jet, an A330. And that doesn't mean anything to a lot of you. You hear me talk about Airbuses and what crap cans they are. I don't like flying. I do. I mean, you have to kind of now because sometimes you can't find anything else. In terms of the results of the study and how damning it is, both mostly toward the plane and the fact they didn't have the right detective devices, but also the air traffic control system, they really didn't warn, because they're off the coast of Africa. There's really nothing there. They're relying on Europe to feed them information about the weather, and the weather information they had was not right on enough. And even though the planes all have their own weather information, they can see the storms around them very well. These guys, for some reason, the captain, the plane had been up for a couple, I think it was 2 hours and 40 minutes when they got to where they were, coast of Africa, and there's another 2 hours and 45 minutes of the flight. So about halfway through the flight, the pilot gets out of the seat. There were three co-pilots on the plane. So the pilot goes back, and I don't know, whatever he was doing. The co-pilots run into this weather. And they don't know. The plane is in all kinds of gyrations because they haven't been told how high the system went. So they really weren't prepared for the violence that there was in the storm. And this happens. You hear these stories. You don't know if you're in areas where there aren't a lot of other planes traveling and there isn't good air traffic control. You're on your own. And, you know, you can see where the weather is, but you can't go up and down. I mean, in America, it's different because we have really coverage everywhere. But you go, I mean, you're in the middle of the North Atlantic. What the hell, who do you think is telling you what's in the weather in the middle of the North Atlantic? There's nobody other than the other planes. And if you're on a route that's used a lot, like the North American corridor, Washington, New York, and Boston, planes are flying back and forth across the North American corridor. I mean, I look up in the sky yesterday. As a matter of fact, I was out planting corn about 7 o'clock. I'm looking up in the sky. I see four planes basically next to each other, all headed to the North Atlantic, having come out of New York, I'm sure. They are in trails, and there are hundreds of these planes at the same time. So they're talking to each other. And they're also, if you watch these, especially from 6 o'clock in the afternoon to 9-something at night. There's a wave from Washington, New York, and Boston, and also Atlanta, that get into this corridor, and they just are in droves. So you can see each other, you talk to each other, you get what's going on, and so that's what saves them in the North Atlantic. This route that these guys were on was a route that is not used often because it is the route that goes directly across from South America to Africa, and there's not a lot of flight activity in that corridor, so there's not a lot of planes there, and therefore not much communication. So these guys get into a weather pattern that is extraordinarily violent. The winds and stuff, there's turbulence, the plane's getting kicked around. The autopilot switch goes off. The co-pilots don't really have the training to deal with this severe weather. The captain runs back into the cockpit. It's too late for him to save it. They think they're going up when they're in fact going down. They have no they have no feeling about what's going on outside of them. And in 11 minutes, the plane's at the bottom of the ocean. End of story. They had no idea that they were going. And this is so extraordinary because we all think, okay, we're let's say you're riding a bike and you're on the top of the hill and you ride the bike down the hill. You know you're going down, right? Because you're aware through all of your senses, sight, sound, the feeling of the road, all that stuff you've got. When you're in the dark in a plane at 38,000 feet, you remember the John Kennedy.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to bring that up.
He was flying upside down.
Yep.
And he didn't know it. And so this is something that a lot of people don't get about, again, those senses, the sensation of dealing with that. And again,
of your spatial relationship,
completely. The plane was completely out of control.
Don't you think that's a gift, though? Don't you think those people are kind of happy if they had to choose that they didn't know they were going down?
Well, I think the people.
I don't want to know. That would be the most
awful 15 seconds
of your life.
I think you. I don't know. It's hard to know because the pilots are in that
twin towers.
Yeah,
it's
do
you really want to know? Do you want to have to there's nothing you can do.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Here's another item. Remember the fellow? This fellow that was accused of. The JetBlue pilot that went bananas in the plane.
Yeah,
and he was.
But he's not really bananas anymore. I heard.
Well, no, he is bananas. He went back to. He went. They found him not guilty on reason of insanity, and they put him in an institution. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they said. Oh.
No, they did.
Oh, so he's in an institution.
He's been institutionalized. Yeah.
Oh no.
So my question would be. How it is that...
what's the screening process once you get through the front door and you're...
Right. Why don't they know this guy is not suited to be in that plane? Why don't the people running the airline...
There's got to be somebody that sits in a plane with him for 5 hours going, this guy ain't right, man.
I've worked with you too long. I still think this is a conspiracy. I think he learned of a terrorist plot. He came running through the plane, and now the government's trying to cover it up.
Just shut him up.
I agree with Jennifer.
Maybe.
Yep. I smell conspiracy.
I smell fumes from a
I
practice.
Do too. I smell,
excuse me. Sorry. It's a tough night last night.
Oh, my God. Well, we already have, actually, we have the preparations being made because we're going to have the service for Edgar here on Sunday, and everybody's going to come to the farm. And so there are things being brought in today to sort of set up for it. And as much as I'm trying to honor Edgar, I mean, we have to make some arrangements. We're going to put up some tents, and everybody's going to sit on hay bales and stuff like that. But it does. Now Charlotte's getting in on the act.
She's excited.
Right. Well, it's been a little
people.
Long.
Yay.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah. People. Yay. Okay. In a moment, we spend some time with Jennifer and her television report for today and the weekend, plus some fun from Mayberry RFD in recognition of the passing of Andy Griffith. 17 for the hour on Good Day.
Fearful investors are fleeing from stocks, real estate, commodities because of economic instability here and abroad. Swiss America reports, investors are smart to seek a safe haven, but most are making a dangerous mistake that's hazardous to their wealth. Many are jumping from the frying pan into the fire by converting their assets into U.S. dollars. Converting assets into dollars, it's like seeking shelter from today's bear market inside the bear's cave. Politicians can debase the dollar by printing trillions of them out of thin air. Instead, Swiss America says buy solid things the Fed and the politicians cannot print and therefore cannot devalue as they have the U.S. dollar. I'm talking about gold, and I'm asking you to call the company that believes, like I do, that once you have all the facts, life's decisions become a whole lot simpler. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN, and ask for the Future of Money CD and Remaking Money, a special report for solutions. Again, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take is a simple thing, is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
It's 46 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug's out on the farm checking on the tents. We wanted to spend a little bit of time honoring Andy Griffith. You know, you think about everybody's got a favorite episode of the Andy Griffith mm-hmm. Show, right?
I just like to hear him say, Aunt B. Opie.
Well, one of my favorite characters on that show ever was Ernest T. Bass.
Oh, he was great.
And here's a clip Moon where he shatter. Teaches geography to Ernest T.
I travel around a whole lot, friends, and I see all manner of different things all the time. And here the other day, I seen one of them ballets, Swan Lake it is called, and it's pretty, just pretty as it could be. And them women sure can broad jump. And the fine part about it, the steps they do have got these French names, and every time they take a step on that stage, it means something. Now this Swan Lake opens up on this young prince that is having his coming of age birthday party, and all the guests come up, and they're doing a step called the pas de trois. And that's where you circle your foot three times and kindly kick up high. And that means there's going to be good times had tonight.
Hi. So this isn't, it's funny, but it isn't what we were.
Swan Lake.
Right. Exactly. We were looking.
It's not from Mayberry. So let's do the geography thing with Ernest T in just a second. Meanwhile, Jen, what's the story on Jerry Seinfeld and a new series possibly?
Well, it looks like he's doing a new series, but this time it's not going to be a traditional TV series. It's a web series. It's called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
I like that.
Huh?
Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. It looks like it features just Jerry Seinfeld and some of his friends driving around in some amazing cars from his car collection and just kind of making jokes. The coffee doesn't really come into the appearance, so I don't know exactly where that comes from, but it's just going to be him with his friends.
You know what this is take off on?
Jokes.
I'm betting this is that Cash Cab show. Have you ever seen that?
It's a great show.
Oh, yeah. Cash Cab
is a very interesting show.
But that's kind of like a game show. This is going to be just conversations with cool cars.
Okay, but there's offshoots of everything. There's nothing new under the sun. So somebody sees that and says, okay, well, I can take some of my friends, put them in a car. We'll ride around in Lamborghinis or Bentleys or Rolls Royces or...
Just chat around a little bit. Yeah,
right. Yeah.
He doesn't allow them to drink in the car, so they may actually have to have the coffee outside the car, which is funny. Yeah. Colin Quinn set to join, Larry David, Alec Baldwin, Ricky Gervais, and more. The series will start on July 19th.
I'd watch it, except I don't want to see Ricky Gervais. Can I watch it when... And Larry David.
When he's not on.
Yeah, I want to see Alec Baldwin with him.
Colin Quinn will be funny, too.
I don't. Colin Quinn. Who's Colin Quinn?
He used to host a bunch of shows on SNL. You'd recognize him. He was on SNL as
Colin
well.
Colin Quinn?
Yes, yeah. Colin Quinn.
Colin and Colin, they're twins.
He's a funny guy.
Right, okay.
All right, so Live with Kelly. Finally, it looks like we're going to get a co-host for Kelly Ripa. Maybe in September. Michael Gelman's has announced that he will make the decision by September on a permanent co-host for Kelly Ripa. And it looks like the front runner is Seth Meyers. He just left Saturday Night Live, so he's available.
Good for him. Andy teaching geography. Andy Griffith teaching geography to Ernest T.
All right, now, Ernest T, there's four subjects we're going to cover.
Four subjects.
That's right. Now, you listen careful, and I'll teach you the answers. Put that down. Put that down. Now, we're going to start with geography.
Geography.
That's right.
Now,
here is a map of the United States. That's right. Now, the United States is bounded on the north by Canada, on the south by Mexico, on the east by the Atlantic Ocean, and on the west by, did you happen to know that?
Old man Kelsey's woods.
All the way to the edge. Big body of water.
Old man Kelsey's creek.
Ocean.
Old man Kelsey's ocean.
Pacific Ocean.
Pacific Ocean.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, I sure know my boundaries good, don't I?
Sure do.
As long as they don't change it before I take my test.
I love that guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
From bestfares.com is here to talk about some of the ways you can save money. I would direct you immediately to DougStephan.com and Tom's picture under the contributors box. The section there suggests that bestfares.com puts together some things that are neat and specifically generated for those who listen to this program. So you can check that out. How do we avoid some of these outrageous travel fees? There are now, every time you turn around, we know we've talked about the planes and the airlines, what they do. But apparently, there are now different fees at resorts. If you check in early, you got to pay a fee. And there are service tips now. More and more places are requiring, I don't know how many people have noticed this, they put the 15% gratuity on the bill. They don't leave it to your discretion to give a tip as to what you think it's worth. They tell you, you pay these people 15%. I tell you, it's not something I want to do, nor... I think you could protest that, couldn't you?
Actually, I don't know about the 15%. There's some places in Florida that do 18%.
But, wow!
On the cruise ships, they do the same thing. You go buy a drink, and they put your adult drink, that is, and they'll put a 15% tab right on it. And... But when it comes to hotels, the resort fees, you are correct. Like in Las Vegas, I would say there's a lot of hotels, and we have them too. I mean, we can't do anything about it, okay? But the hotel, you get a price, but you still better read that fine print, because there's some of them, like the Wynn may charge 30 or 40 days in resort fees, okay, above the price they're selling to you on the Internet.
Did you know if you rented a car from Dollar, they charge you $15 for returning the car a day early?
Maybe. It depends on what your contract, if you took a, weekly rate, and then you only rented it for four, to get the weekly rate, you have to rent it for five, and that makes the price go up.
Restocking the minibar. Ka-ching.
Yeah, and watch out for the minibars. Many of them are just sensitive, okay? All you got to do is touch the can,
yeah.
And it starts ringing up the register, even though you decided not to do it.
$5. By the way, some of the more upscale hotels now charging $5 for a bottle of water.
Yeah. And
$5.
Soda pop. Yeah. I used to, when I was traveling a lot heavier than I do today, I used to stop by the local, anywhere, even 7-Eleven, which has high prices on soda, and just pick up, my soda there, then go to the hotel and do it.
All right. So here's, before we get to actual airline bargains, can you tell us how to deal with rental car agents who are always trying to upsell you? Oh, you can get a bigger car for $10 more. How much money are they making? Because most of the cars don't cost. Little car, big car, they've got them amortized, so they pretty much cost them the same no matter what kind of a car it is.
You know, here's what I usually do. I usually go for the cheapest car I can get on the lot.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then when I get there, usually they don't have the cheapest car on the lot. Number
right.
one.
Yeah.
And then they say, well,
bait and switch, baby.
Kind of car. And I go, okay, that sounds like to me. So what other car would you give me? He says, well, we don't have any other cars. So why would I pay the upgrade? So I think you should start with the cheapest one because you can always negotiate the counter if you really do want a bigger car.
Yeah.
And in most cases, they won't have the economy car because those are the ones that usually sell at the first. So.
And don't, by the way, bring your car back. Anything other than
oh, empty, yeah.
You can pay $10 a gallon for gas with some of these outfits.
Yeah, if you go to London now, that's what it is, too. Paris and London.
All right, what do you have there, especially? You got 60 seconds of the
radio.
Well,
this is a patriotic week, and I want to get this out first, too, before we run out of time. I really like Orlando for the military. If you have friends and family that serve in the armed forces or the reserves or something that way, and they have an active military ID or retired, but it's a military ID, I think Orlando is your best place to take the family or have them take the family. I mean, SeaWorld, for example, all you got to do is show your ID. Up to 4 family members get them for free. Busch Gardens, which is about an hour south of downtown Disney, again, the same thing, free tickets. Then you got discounts at Disney. And you also, there's even a place at Disney you can stay at a very reduced price. And we have that all on your site this week. So if you want to get the best bang, this is the 4th of July week, guys. Tell your active military, say thanks, and go to Disney World and all those things on the cheap.
All right, check out that info either at bestfares.com or at dougsteffen.com. Tom Parsons' picture is there. Click on that. You get all the deals and bargains that are aimed specifically for those of you listening to this program. 59.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.